We're here at the 85th National FFA Convention, where our AgriScience Fair Award recipients have just been announced. Can you please introduce yourself, tell us the category you competed in, and then a little bit about your project?
I'm Emma Schultz. I'm from Sterling, Colorado. I competed in Plant Divisions, Plant Systems Division 1. My science fair project was over genetically modified foods and how some types of genetically modified corn can have an effect on E. coli's resistance to a tetracycline antibiotic.
So that's a pretty specific category. How did you get involved in it?
I actually started out by taking a science research class back at my hometown. And FFA said, oh, well, we have an agri-science, so why don't you just join up in that? When I went to my first FFA conference, actually, I heard all about these GMOs, and I'd never heard of GMOs or biotechnology, but I found out how much they can help. And so when I started researching them, I found a bunch of potential health risks that using GMOs could propose. So I decided to test this one and see if there's something that maybe we're missing.
So science and research can be really scary and very intimidating for FFA members who are unfamiliar and don't have a science background. What advice would you give to FFA members who want to get involved in this program?
Dive in deep. You may not know where you're going, but you're sure going to know where you are when you get there. Even if you don't know necessarily what you're going to do with it or what research you're going to find, if you have that little bit of suspicion, go after it. It may turn into something, it may not turn into something, but either way, once you get there, you're going to know where you are.
And is there any final message that you'd like to leave with us today?
God is good, and He will get you the places that you need to go.
From the 85th National FFA Convention, that was one of your AgriScience Fair Award recipients. Nice job.